Section 32. Thou seest thy dear one, O my God, lying at the mercy of thine enemies, and hearest the voice of his lamentation from the midst of such of thy creatures as have dealt wickedly in thy sight. He it is, O my Lord, through whose name thou didst beautify thy tablets, and for whose greater glory thou didst send down the Bayan, and at whose separation from thee thou didst weep continually. Look thou then upon his loneliness, O my God, and behold him fallen into the hands of them that have disbelieved in thy signs, have turned their backs upon thee, and have forgotten the wonders of thy mercy. He it is, O my God, about whom thou hast said, but for thee the scriptures would have remained unrevealed and the prophets unsent. And no sooner had he, by thy behest, been manifested and spoken forth thy praise, than the wicked doers among thy creatures compassed him round with the swords of hate drawn against him, O thou, the Lord of all names. Thou well knowest what befell him at the hands of such as have rent asunder the veil of thy grandeur, and cast behind their backs thy covenant and thy testament, O thou who art the maker of the heavens. He is the one for whose sake thou, the Barb, hast yielded thy life and hast consented to be touched by the manifold ills of the world, that he may manifest himself, and summoned all mankind in his name. As soon as he came down, however, from the heaven of majesty and power, thy servants stretched out against him the hands of cruelty and sedition, and caused him to be afflicted with such troubles that the scrolls of the world are insufficient to contain a full recital of them. Thou seest, therefore, O thou beloved of the world, him who is dear to thee in the clutches of such as have denied thee, and beholdest thy heart's desire under the swords of the ungodly. Methinks he from his most exalted station saith unto me, Would that my soul, O prisoner, could be a ransom for thy captivity, and my being, O wronged one, be sacrificed for the adversities thou didst suffer. Thou art he through whose captivity the standards of thine almighty power were hoisted, and the day star of thy revelation shone forth above the horizon of tribulation, in such wise that all created things bowed down before the greatness of thy majesty. The more they strove to hinder thee from remembering thy God and from extolling his virtues, the more passionately didst thou glorify him, and the more loudly didst thou call upon him. And every time the veils of the perverse came in between thee and thy servants, thou didst shed the splendours of the light of thy countenance out of the heaven of thy grace. Thou art in very truth the self-subsisting, as testified by the tongue of God, the all-glorious, the one alone beloved. And thou art the desire of the world, as attested by what hath flowed down from the pen of him who hath announced unto thy servants thy hidden name, and adorned the entire creation with the ornament of thy love, the most precious, the most exalted. The eyes of the world were gladdened at the sight of thy luminous countenance, and yet the peoples have united to put out thy light, O thou, in whose hands are the reins of the worlds. All the atoms of the earth have celebrated thy praise, and all created things have been set ablaze with the drops sprinkled by the ocean of thy love. And yet the people still seek to quench thy fire. Nay, and to this thine own self beareth me witness, They are all weakness, and thou verily art the all-powerful. And they are but paupers, and thou in truth art the all-possessing. And they are impotent, and thou art truly the Almighty. Nought can ever frustrate thy purpose, nor can the dissensions of the world harm thee. Through the breaths of thine utterance the heaven of understanding hath been adorned, and by the effusions of thy pen every mouldering bone hath been quickened. Grieve not at what hath befallen thee, neither do thou lay hold on them for the things they have committed in thy days. Do thou be forbearing toward them. Thou art the ever-forgiving, the most compassionate.